Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Metha with the evening news. First, the headlines. 22nd Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 commences in Kohima. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla underlines role of legislatures in transforming public opinion into policy. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo emphasizes on greater focus on regional development. And Nagaland to host Dr. T. Ao Junior Girls National Football Championship from 18th November. And now the news in detail. The 22nd Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India Region Zone 3 began in Kohima today. The two-day conference is being held under the theme Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change. As part of the commencement, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the monolith in presence of Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo, Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh and NLA Speaker and Chairman of CPA India Region Zone 3, Sharingain Longkumar, among others. In this conference, legislatures from 7 out of the 8 member northeastern states participated. A total of 12 presiding officers, including 7 speakers and 5 deputy speakers, members of parliament and members of legislative assemblies from the region are attending the conference. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today called upon legislatures to frame policies through collective dialogue and public participation to ensure inclusive and sustainable development. Speaking at the inauguration of the 22nd Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA India Region Zone 3 at the Nagaland Legislative Assembly in Kohima, he urged public representatives to ensure that citizens' voices are meaningfully reflected in policy making.
और इस इलाके की प्राकृतिक सुंदरता, इस इलाके का समृद्ध संस्कृति विविधताएं, ये यहाँ की ताकत है और इसीलिए हम विकास का रोडमैप बनाते समय हमारी विधानसभाएं विकास के उन मापदंडों पर और नीतियों के आधार पर किस तरीके से विकास हो, जन अपेक्षाओं जन आकांक्षाओं के अनुसार विकास हो और विकास के अंदर जनता की जन भागीदारी हो.
Mr. Birla also stressed the need for transparency, accountability and adoption of new technologies to make legislative functioning more accessible and citizen-centric, acknowledging the northeastern region's unique geographical conditions and climate-related challenges. He emphasized the need for a special action plan for the development of the states and to specifically address emerging climate risks. He said the people of Northeast are vibrant and industrious and deserve greater opportunities to realize their abilities. The speaker stressed upon stronger collaboration among the center, state governments and local communities to harness the immense potential of the Northeast while preserving its rich biodiversity and cultural heritage. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has urged legislatures to reaffirm their commitment to parliamentary democracy and cooperative federalism. Addressing the CPA India Region Zone 3 conference today, he called for the CPA Zone 3 to continue playing a proactive role in shaping policies for inclusive development and greater integration of the northeastern region with the rest of the country.
Our region is rich in diversity, culture and natural resources, has immense potential to contribute to India's growth story. The CPA Zone 3 must continue to play a proactive role in shaping policies that promote inclusive development and greater integration of the northeastern region with the rest of the country and beyond.
In his address, Mr. Ryo highlighted key development projects still pending in Nagaland, including the proposed India Institute of Science Education and Research and Chettu Airport and upgrades to railways and the Nagaland Institute of Medical Science and Research. He also raised concerns over the reimposition of the protected area permit in the state. The chief minister appealed to the union government for focused attention on Nagaland's infrastructure and connectivity.
The combination of limited connectivity, absence of national institutions and regulatory restrictions has significantly hampered the sustainability of growth prospects in Nagaland. It is therefore imperative that focused attention and special consideration to accord to Nagaland in terms of infrastructure connectivity, education, institutional development and lifting of our PAP so that our people are given equal opportunity to continue the meaningful to the progress of the nation.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today urged all political parties to uphold the dignity of legislative institutions and ensure their smooth and orderly functioning. Addressing media persons on the sidelines of the CPA conference at Kohima, Mr. Birla emphasized that democracy offers ample opportunities for raising issues, expressing concerns and engaging in constructive debates reflecting citizens' aspirations.
लोकतंत्र के मंदिरों के अंदर लोकतंत्र की संस्थाओं के अंदर लोगों की अपेक्षाएं आकांक्षाएं उनकी उम्मीदों पर चर्चा होना चाहिए मुद्दे पर चर्चा होना चाहिए विधेयकों पर चर्चा होनी चाहिए लेकिन ये चर्चा संवाद के लिए है और लोकतंत्र में यही अच्छी परंपराएं हो इसके लिए प्रयास कर रहे हैं
Looking ahead to the upcoming winter session of Parliament, scheduled for December 1, the Speaker said it will focus on meaningful and orderly discussions on legislative business, government policies and public issues. The country is celebrating the 150th anniversary of its national song Vande Mataram, a song that has inspired generations of Indians to unite, rise and celebrate the spirit of the nation. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how Vande Mataram ignited India's struggle for freedom.
The power and passion of the song Vande Mataram came alive in 1905, a year when the British Raj made the attempt to divide Bengal. During this time, Swadeshi movement was launched in which Vande Mataram emerged as the most prominent and unifying slogan echoing through the streets, schools and hearts of freedom seekers. Vande Mataram was not just a slogan but a chant that united protesters, becoming the heartbeat of India's freedom struggle. It was this song that ignited the idea of self-rule and self-reliance among the people of India. Inspired by the awakening spirit of Vande Mataram in 1905, Indian painter Abanindranath Tagore immortalized that sentiment on canvas, creating the iconic portrait of Bharat Mata, which depicted India as a goddess and a symbol of Indian nationalist movement. Great visionaries like Aurobindo Ghosh, Rabindranath Tagore and Lala Lajpat Rai urged the people of India to raise their voices in unison and to use Vande Mataram as a rallying cry for freedom and fate. Reciting Vande Mataram was not just a political act, but a sacred invocation and a spiritual connection that united hearts beyond regions and religions, binding every Indian to a shared identity and purpose. Ning Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Tribal Research Institute, Nagaland, under the Tribal Affairs Department, observed the Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakhwara, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. Today, it held the Tribal Tug-of-War competition where 14 tribes took part. The Angami tribe emerged as the winner, while Chagasang and Ziliang secured second and third, respectively. Project Officer K. Ongli Chang highlighted the key events during the Pakhwara.
We are activating main event, that is tribal tug of war competition, and we have 14 tribal representative. Another one is we have tribal exhibition, art and craft, and then there is another camp called Black Toners Camp.
The Pakhwara is being observed till November 15 across the country. And Nagaland will host the Dr. T. Au Junior Girls National Football Championship from 18th November to 11th December at the Chumukedima Football Stadium. The tournament will feature 16 teams from across the country. A review meeting was held today with officials from the Youth Resources and Sports Department, Nagaland Football Association and District Administration to finalize preparations. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. 22nd Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 commences in Kohima. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla underlines role of legislatures in transforming public opinion into policy. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo emphasizes on greater focus on regional development. And Nagaland to host Dr. T. Au Junior Girls National Football Championship from 18th November. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.